Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's travel down to Macomb, home of the Western Illinois University Leathernecks. Man, they're becoming quite the story in college basketball this summer with a couple of big-time recruits that they've got on board, and then a new head basketball coach coming in, Rob Jeter. You have to be pretty excited down in Macomb. People got to be looking forward to the college hoop season down there.
Well, I hope so. I'm excited to get down there. My family and I think it's going to be a special season. I really looking forward to it.
I think one of the great things here, learning about you, we always talk about like 7 degrees of separation or connection, and we're all kind of connected one way. You were a recruit of Bo Ryan, and we know a recruit of Bo Ryan that is in our listening area. We broadcast all of his high school basketball games, Ethan Happ, who went to Wisconsin. So what about that connection? Pretty neat.
That is a great connection. And when I was the head coach at Wisconsin Milwaukee, we had started to recruit Ethan Happ. One of my associate head coaches have, who drove, knows Toby Whiteman, Coach Toby Whiteman, really well. So it is. There's even more connection there.
Yeah, and then it's funny because then Ethan played on that court down at Western Hall as a Rock Ridge Rocket, participating in that Western Macomb Holiday Tournament, where he was a tournament MVP. You're coming to WIU as you were an assistant with Richard Pitino at the University of Minnesota. But, man, some big news for your program. You get the job. And then I think the first big story of the summer, you hire the assistant coach from Morgan Park High School, Nick Irvin, big name in the city of Chicago basketball. So, you know, it's not only about the head coach with these programs, but getting assistants on board. So you've kind of been taking care of that, it looks like, and you're headed in the right direction with what you're assembling down at WIU. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I appreciate that, and it is, and it's I feel like I've put together a really good staff. It starts not only with Nick, but with Chad Boudreau, my associate head coach, who had worked with me for 11 years at Wisconsin Milwaukee, was an outstanding junior college coach at Highland up there in Freeport. Several years there, was coach of the year, had some really talented teams. And then Kyle Heikkinen, a kid that worked for Chad, who's just a tireless worker. So the staff that we have is outstanding. Of course, Nick is a basketball royalty in Chicago, and he's got connections to a lot of players, not just in the city, but all across the country, because he was a head coach for Illinois Fire.
Well, and you land the most recent verbal commitment you get is from Morgan Park, their point guard, Marcus Watson Jr. And then I think a couple of weeks ago, Ramin Hinton, a great player from Cary High School out of Chicago. Then you're getting a UAB transfer from Alabama Birmingham, a former player at Morgan Park, and Tamil Pearson. So man, you're starting out with a bang. What kind of reaction have you been getting from people after, you know, you receive this type of attention?
Well, it's been fun. It's just been exciting to see the guys getting pumped up about the season. And I know I've always looked at Western Illinois from afar, and of course, never had a chance to visit Macomb, but when I was interviewing, I got down to get on campus there, and it was just completely dead because none of the students were around. But now you can sense the excitement. You can sense that people are getting fired up about Leathernet basketball, and that's fun.
Yeah, that is awesome. And yeah, I was thinking about, you know, I know the land grant university always gets the attention in terms of, you know, the University of Illinois and their basketball program. But you know, when I think about college basketball in this state, you know some of the directional schools, I still think about, you know, Southern Illinois. That's where Walt Frazier played at, Clyde, and, you know, even at Illinois Wesleyan, Jack Sikma's one of the great basketball names in Illinois, and then Doug Collins at Illinois State. So Coach Rob Jeter is going to tell me, right, that's going to happen at WIU. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely, it's going to happen. We're going to throw 3-4 names in there. How about that?
Yeah. So just tell us then. You know, I think the other neat thing about you, reading your basketball resume here, you've been with Coach Pitino at University of Minnesota for a couple of years, an assistant at UNLV. had a great run at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee as a head coach. You were a national champ as a player at UW-Platteville. I think you coached there as well. So just what about your basketball pedigree? It looks like, you know, in terms of your experience, that's something you're able to bring to the table with this position.
Yeah, that's really important. When I was interviewing and talking with Danielle and the president there, it's Abraham, I just really thought that it was important that to recruit, especially now with the COVID and things like that were going on, that experience was going to play a big part of it, and having relationships and guys that, you know, that have done a little bit, have already sat in that seat. And I was really fortunate that they listened, and it's really helped us. The fact that I've been a head coach for 11 years, I've been around, I've got really strong relationships in that area. In Milwaukee, I recruited the Macomb area, the junior colleges there, the high schools there. We talked a little bit about Ethan Happ. So I was really familiar with the rich tradition of basketball around there. And I think that's really important now, because you can't bring kids on campus. You can't do everything you're doing is virtual or Zoom or, you know, FaceTime. And to put together a squad, I thought it was going to be really important that you have to rely on relationships, and it's really been paying off for us.
Yeah. It has. And, you know, again, talking about the staff that you have assembled, and, you know, your roots are, I think you said, told me off the air, south side of Chicago.
And
you have Nick Irvin on staff. So you have the inroads to the city. We know that. So in terms of recruiting, you know, it's interesting. You know, if you're not from a Power Five conference, I assume the game is a little bit different in terms of how you recruit. Is that true?
Well, there are guys that when you see him, you're like, there's no way I can get that kid. He's just way too good. And you understand that. But I think there's also guys that will not get caught up in the levels, or not get caught up in, you know, the pretty fancy buildings and the, you know, 15 to 20 to 30,000 students, but are looking for a place where they can develop, a place where they can shine. And for the places like Western, that's where we kind of come in. And I think for us, our big thing is development. We want to make sure that we're really tight with our players, so relationship building. But the development piece, and make sure these guys are getting degrees. Sometimes in smaller settings like that, guys feel a lot more comfortable.
Well, and just, you know, looking forward to the season getting started and getting kids back on campus, I know that's the first big hurdle that, you know, we have to overcome is, you know, we're hearing universities say it, kids are going to be back on campus, but until you see that, you know, that's, you want to see it. You want to see the kids on campus, and then you can say, well, we're approaching a season where we're actually going to play. So what about, as we talk to you here on June the 17th, just kind of the great unknown still of trying to deal with putting together a college basketball season?
Wow. I mean, tomorrow could be different than what I say today. I mean, I think you've hit, you know, you've touched on is that it's so fluid. It's changing so much. I think the NCAA today is going to come out with a little bit more of a, give a little more clarity on what's going to happen just here in July. And we're only a few weeks away from there. So it's still up in the air. But for us, you're right. We really want to get on campus. We really need to get the students back, and we have to have a basketball season. I'd be really disappointed. I think a lot of fans, a lot of coaches, we'd all be disappointed if we don't get a chance to put our student athletes on the floor.
Yeah, this is going to be a neat story to follow with, you know, the recruits that you've landed in kind of getting ready for this season down at WIU. Are you feeling the excitement in terms of, you know, the attention you've been able to bring already with such a short time on the job? And I assume there are some other kids on the radar screen for you right now.
Yeah, and it's I think people are taking notice. That's a good thing. You know, last season we were not even invited to our league tournament. So we have work to do, and I understand that it's just more than just getting recruits. You have to coach them, you have to develop them, you have to get everyone to play together, you have to get guys to sacrifice a little bit more of themselves so that the whole team can be better. So there's still a lot of work to do, but I am excited about the pieces that we have, the talent that we have, and the town. The town is buzzing, and that's always fun. The town in Macomb and that surrounding area, people are buzzing and talking leather net basketball. It hasn't been that way in a long time, so we're excited.
All right, so I see you must have been a kid that grew up in the city in what, the mid to late 80s? Is that when you went to high school then, probably?
Yeah. You're dating me now. Yeah. That,
okay, so
right,
I just
right
got to ask you, because I'm like a high school basketball junkie in Illinois, and if people ask me who the favorite players are from the state, I'd say Ethan Happ is number one for me because I covered him. But I love Mark Aguirre because he played at Westinghouse with Eddie Johnson, and I loved Isaiah Thomas at Westchester St. Joe. So it would be tough for me to say who's my favorite high school basketball player would be Ethan Happ. Okay, from the city of Chicago, I would probably say Mark Aguirre. Now, I always heard the story, it's an urban legend, that initially Isaiah Thomas was going to go play at DePaul with Mark Aguirre back in the day, but then Isaiah landed at Indiana. So who would have, like, you grew up in the city, so who were some of the kids that you said, I want to be that dude that I know about in Chicago? Is there anybody in particular, too many to mention?
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, wow, growing up, I think the way kids play nowadays, and you know, the Tim Hardaway crossover was something that everyone was really big in. And then you mentioned the guys from DePaul. I mean, being out on the courts in Chicago, we'd always used to run into Terry Cummins. Terry Cummins, an older player, but he would always come back and come out and play. But man, there's so many when you start looking at just down the road in Illinois. You know, Kendall Gill, he was playing. He came up kind of the same time that I did. You know, you had Nick Anderson. Yeah, so many guys. I mean, I'm afraid to – I probably should stop right there because I'm not going to mention so many of them, and I don't want to get phone calls. Hey, Z, what about me? What about this? So, there's so many players. Chicago is just so rich in basketball talent. Yeah.
Yep. And it's great to see Western is getting some of those kids to come down to Macomb. And this is going to be a fun story to follow. Rob Jeter is their new head coach and an impressive basketball pedigree coming down to WIU. Coach, congratulations on getting the gig down there. And we'll look forward to following you throughout the season.
Well, thank you, guys.
You're listening to WMJ.